jewelers.com.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Ooh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more with help from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Don't be left standing outside this season. The Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica has a seat that's calling your name. Make sure to join us for the big game on February 3rd. Enjoy the roomy seats, full-service bar, weekend food specials, and, of course, with its wall of big-screen TVs, you won't miss any part of the big game in this sports bettor's paradise. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696. We're here with Dr. Keith Amadeo of Collierville Weight Loss. I guess there's no better time to get into weight loss and a healthier lifestyle than right now. Now's the time. Today's the day to jumpstart your world to a healthier you. And if you could encourage people, Dr. Keith, what would you say?
Fatter than you were last year, chronic fatigue, low sex drive, clothes size just kept getting bigger. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss Center today at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Visit ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
It's like Christmas in January at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, and that's because all of the fall and winter merchandise is 50% to 70% off right now. So if Santa didn't bring you what you wanted, says Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show, telling you to just go get it yourself at half the price. Sweaters, shirts, pants, sport coats, ties, all 50% off. Suits are 20% off right now. And don't forget about that incredible deal. Two Paul Battinley suits for just $7.95. These suits are regularly $5.95 each, but you can get them right now at James Davis. Two for just $7.95. And for you travelers out there, the Tumi Alpha 2 collection is 50% off while supplies last. If you need new and nice luggage, that's the way to go. So hurry up and get over to James Davis and Laurelwood Shopping Center to take advantage of these amazing sales. My friends at James Davis are making room in the store for the new 2019 collection. They're slashing prices for you so that you'll help them do it. So go help them do it. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. They're on the web, jamesdavisstore.com. That's jamesdavisstore.com.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com station. Home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Data message rate supply national contest. It's time for another new money in the new year appointment. Every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN and right now.
All right, chance to win 1,000 bucks right now. Pick up that phone and text the word OLD, O-L-D. Text OLD to 72881 now for your chance to win 1,000 bucks. Again, your keyword is OLD. Text OLD, O-L-D, to 72881 now for your chance to win 1,000 bucks with 92.9. Another chance coming up at noon, but right now, text OLD to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. Good luck.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Hey, who
who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to fucking want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is tired of missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real, let you celebrate it. Finger folk, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back.
All right. They're telling me to get to it. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and probably so. We do feel like we're a couple of minutes, John, a couple of minutes late, John. We do need to get to it. Big weekend in sports. Your University of Memphis Tigers escaped New Orleans with a victory, John Martin. Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles not able to do the same. The magic is dead.
Nope. Yep. The magic is dead.
Salute to Philly. Look, I'm not laughing at you because you guys took my Bears out. And much respect to you. But the magic is dead. I told you Drew Brees wasn't losing in that Superdome. He's got one more, John. One more before they go on to the Super Bowl. Lot this weekend. Lot to get to. And again, you've got Memphis Grizzlies in action tonight, John.
Yeah. So there was a lot that happened over the weekend. The Cowboys lose. Always sad to see. Always sad to see when the Dallas Cowboys
half of down. The city silent today.
Yeah. You became an Ole Miss fan. You became
I don't know if I go that far. They're doing very respectful thing.
Well, I can tell you this.
Ole Miss basketball.
History was just made because the Ole Miss Rebels entered the AP poll for the first time in almost 6 years today.
There it is. There it is.
They are number 18 as
of... News going to happen after they beat Auburn and Mississippi State last
day.
Week. Good week for Kermit Davis.
Jason will tell you some of his favorite things about the Ole Miss basketball program.
Oh my gosh! Just
a little bit later.
Stop before you trigger our listeners
in the show. I thought that was
can't even say a good thing about Ole Miss without triggering some Tigers fans. They don't want to hear it.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. They don't want to hear about wins either.
You know what this smells like to me? Because I have this rundown, I was going to save it, but this would be a good time. You know, all these regional rivalries, I've told you, they make a lot of sense to me when the other side is very good.
Yeah.
Right? When they're. This feels like something you might want to look into. Ole Miss going to have some Memphis players. They're going to be good with Kermit Davis. You might want to put them on. Because I sense I smell it like an Arkansas Memphis. I smell like a Tennessee Memphis when it was hot. You could do this right now, and it could be worth your while because Kermit Davis is that good a coach.
Yeah, so we'll get into that. Here's what we got going on the show today. Monday Night Raw is here.
Hey.
Monday Night Raw is in town. And so that means we're going to be joined by a wrestler. Today, that wrestler is Elias.
Tell me about him.
He is
a
musician. He plays the guitar. He's one of the biggest things in the entire organization.
Is he big?
Right
now. Big? Bigger than Coco?
Bigger than Coco, I'd say.
All right. Yeah, well, bring him on in here then.
Bigger than Coco. So we'll have Elias in studio.
I'll be the judge of that.
In the next segment, we'll talk to him about. His start. He has an album that, when it came out, was in the top 10 of Billboard. I mean, it was top 10 Billboard, dog, so.
Wait a minute. You're talking about, like, a real album?
Yeah, well, it's an EP. It's four songs. That means extended.
But it was top 10 on Billboard with, like, other real, like, with real.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
Really?
Yeah. Wrestling fans are loyal.
Renaissance man we're talking about here, then.
Yeah, wrestling fans are very.
And he's at the top of his game in wrestling?
Yeah, absolutely. Can you play it in an instrument? Other than the recorder.
I'll get a couple notes out of a saxophone.
Really?
Only a couple notes. Not nearly as good as Brad Carson. I can't play you a Christmas song.
I can't. I've never been able to play an instrument, ever.
Well, that sucks for you.
I mean, I can make something sound a little bit like a song on a piano, but I can't read, notes. I can't read.
Figures.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So only when I go into beast mode can I read, musical notes.
Gotcha.
And stuff. But don't try to hug me or anything like that when I'm in beast mode because... that is when I don't want to. I'm locked in. So
unless I'm Jermichael.
Oh yeah. No,
then I can get that hug.
Jermichael. I don't know.
I can still get that hugging.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Jermichael always kind of calms me down.
Okay.
When I'm on the piano, but again, only when I'm in beast mode. So we'll talk to Elias at 11.
Looking forward
25
to that. Get to know him.
Or so. At 12:25, Jason Fitz is going to join us. Fitzy joins us every single Monday. We normally talk college football with him. I imagine we'll probably be doing mostly NFL today.
Of course.
Also want to get his thoughts on Kyler Murray, the Kyler Murray situation, which should come to a resolution
today.
Very soon. Today, yeah.
Yes. Today's his deadline to declare for the NFL draft.
The A's really want him. you know, in their organization.
Never, really I don't remember seeing this before.
No, man.
Where two leagues are, you know, and at least the, you know, Major League Baseball coming and offering a presentation to them to say this is the sport you want.
Correct.
Interesting stuff. Never seen this.
And I'm not sure. I don't know what the, you know, I don't know what the better play is.
You make more money, and I've seen people tweeting about this. Most people, you know, the average fan's going to tell you, well, you make more money in baseball, and it's a longer career. Well, he stands to make more, and especially at, right at the front in football.
That's it.
That's the thing. Now, longevity?
Correct.
With longevity comes the chance to be great
and much
for
smaller,
a longer
and much
time.
Smaller, and much smaller risk of CTE.
He is 5'9".
Right. And like being able to walk when you're 70.
Correct.
So, like, there, you know, that is something to consider.
I'm sure
as
that
well.
Was part of the MLB's pitch.
But there is a grind, though, to Major League Baseball. You know, like, you have to do your time in the minors and you have to.
Ones come up pretty fast.
Even if you are. But, like, there's not a consensus as to how great he is.
Oh, no. I'm with you. You know.
There are some people who think he's not worth the trouble. Like, if $15 million is his number, which I don't know if it is, that was the report. Some people have said that's actually not true. There are some people who are saying, who cover baseball a lot closer than I do, saying, you know, let him go to the NFL.
Well, we know how closely you cover it. So.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll get into that with Fitz and more at 12:25. And then at 1:25, we're going to be joined by Lee Ellis. Lee Ellis, of course, covers the NBA for NBA TV.
Missed him and his voice and his Australian accent.
Yeah, he's part of the Starters, as you know.
Yeah.
And so we'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, about Jaren Jackson Jr., the Chandler Parsons situation. Lots to get to with Lee Ellis, and we'll do that at 1:25. So a very, very packed show today. Looking forward to it. Hope you had a good restful weekend, Jason.
Yes, I found out they're doing a new Coming to America.
I
found that out on Friday. That's huge news in my world, John. I don't know if you know, but Coming to America for many of us, especially my age.
Yeah, I know it's
African American part of our fabric.
Well, I know it is a significant
part of the fabric of this country.
A watershed cultural moment for you, but you know, kind of missed me a little bit. So this news that Craig Brewer is going to be directing Coming to America too. Does not mean as much.
It doesn't resonate with you at all?
I haven't seen it. I mean, I haven't seen it. So, you know, I don't know what you... I mean, do you want me to... I mean, there's so many movies that took place before I was born. You know, I wasn't...
Yeah, but I've been... Usually when Ben and I come and tell you, John, this is one you need to have seen, it's one of the classics.
He said that about Mad Max, okay? The new one. So, like, it's just...
That's considered a classic by many.
No, it's not.
Well, I didn't...
Yeah, it is, bro.
No, it's not.
Critically acclaimed.
I'm talking about stuff like Top Gun. Coming to America.
Okay.
All right. American classics.
Just make me a list. I'll take 4 weeks
off. Boys in the Hood.
And I'll catch up on,
all right. Okay.
On everything. All right. So last night, lots happened. The University of Memphis had a basketball game.
Was anybody there?
No.
Pretty much the case.
It was embarrassing. It was like a volleyball
game. Will you stop?
That's what it
is. Hey, don't tweet it, though.
What?
Don't tweet that, though.
Why not?
Because then everyone will come out of the woodwork and be like, well, you know, the Saints are playing in like a huge game.
I saw that. Like,
can we stop acting
like
Saints playing has any bearing on Tulane basketball?
That's what I was going to say. You said it's sorry, and that's, you know, but that's kind of typical for Tulane basketball. They don't get much more than 200 down there.
I mean,
for
I know,
game,
but like,
man.
it's still striking to see
nobody goes to Tulane basketball.
Let's pose this question.
Not since Perry Clark.
Let's pose this question. If the Saints weren't playing in that game yesterday, how many more fans are at the Tulane Memphis game?
10.
Maybe 10.
Oh,
not many.
Oh, the Saints aren't playing today.
I remember.
I guess I'll go to a Tulane basketball game.
When I was the beat writer and the Saints weren't playing Philly the same day, I remember having and writing and tweeting the conversation. Oh, there will be more Tigers fans here today, it looks like, than Tulane fans. It's the case for them year after year after year after year.
There will be more people at a Memphis rifling match. And I don't even know if you can attend those.
Can you buy a ticket? Because I don't even know if you can.
I don't know.
I'm sure you can buy a ticket.
But I promise you.
Where do those happen?
Like, let's talk about this. What about the family members of the basketball program? Where are they? I mean, because that's got to be good for at least 150. You know.
They're in China, fool. Did you see who was killing the Tigers?
I did see that.
All right. It was Kevin Zhang. They're in China. They can't come over right now.
Well, I tell you, man, that was.
Especially not for the Memphis game.
That was depressing. I mean, I know, like you said, like Tulane.
Which part of it, the score or the atmosphere?
The atmosphere.
Depressing, but not unlike one we've seen down there before.
Yeah, no, it was just, I don't know, it was like so quiet, you know, that was the other
thing. Doesn't feel like D1 basketball.
Now, I know, you know, that's two straight wins for the Tigers in games where you probably, I guess, wish they would have handled business a little better.
Yeah, two teams with I think it's a combined 1-7 record in AAC, but you beat them by a combined 10 points. That's, you know, it left some Tigers fans a little feeling a little shaky, I think, yesterday evening. You're coming off two teams you're supposed to, you feel like you should beat handily, and you do not. But you the point is, you do get the wins.
Yeah, like I'm not.
Penny Hardaway seemed to just be focusing on that afterwards.
I feel like,
it's a road win. We're happy.
I feel like people are getting hung up on that. Like, yeah, okay, they came out flat against East Carolina. You know, they didn't against Tulane. You know, they came out.
What they
out,
couldn't do against Tulane was sort of put them away.
Correct.
So that's what they couldn't do. Different deal.
You know, so, you know, I just feel like we're forgetting, you know, for anybody who was on Twitter complaining about the manner in which Memphis is winning these games is forgetting, like, just a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago when you're losing to East Carolina, mm-hmm. when you're losing to Tulane, mm-hmm. you know, and now,
yeah,
like,
we've been there before.
And now, just because Penny Hardaway's the coach, you know, they're supposed to win those games by 30. I don't think that logic doesn't add up to me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and act like it was impressive. It wasn't impressive.
No, not at all.
But you're
and there are concerns and signs that you
agreed,
say, okay.
Agreed.
You know, that's a problem.
Penny Hardaway is having to change the starting lineup again to continue to send messages. To me, that's concerning. You know, to me, that's a little concerning. And it also prevents rhythm. I do think that's something to consider as well. But you're very happy to get those wins because they could have easily gone the other way.
Penny Hardaway clearly was afterwards and said as much that he was proud of the guys. Even and we're talking, you know, a 4-point win in a game that you controlled for much of it, but there at the end, it gets close, and you're asking Jeremiah Martin to sort of to go out and make you a play. And fortunately for the Tigers, he was up to the task, finishes with 27 points, and had a, you know, after a great first half in which he scores 21, it's all of a sudden it's looking like the guy that, you know, last year looked like maybe one of the an AAC Player of the Year candidate. He's looking like that for the first half. Second half, they go cold. And he's not involved there until the end of the game. And he's able to pull them through, gets a layup, a couple of free throws, you know, kind of gets them over the hump when they needed it. And look, yes, for the Tigers fans that were, you know, tweeting at me and saying, man, this is concerning the way they're playing, particularly when we know it's about to get tougher, a lot tougher. You've got SMU coming in here on Saturday. They do something you are not very good at right now, and that's offensive rebounding for them. Defensive rebounding-wise, you are not good right now. And to go back to John's point, that's why you saw Victorino in the starting lineup. After SMU, obviously, you've got to go to Temple. Then you've got UCF, a team that was picked to win the conference, coming in here after that. So it's about to get a lot tougher. And so to go back to the point, these fans that are concerned, hey, man, you gave up another 19 offensive rebounds last night to a Tulane team that, quite frankly, ain't a good rebounding team. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, 18, 19, 19. That's the last three games, and those are the offensive rebounding numbers. It's not good, and it's the reason why you're seeing these teams. You know, for Houston, it amounted to 20 more field goal attempts. For Tulane yesterday, it amounts to a 17-7 advantage for Tulane in second chance points. You know, for me, rebounding is about effort. It's about attitude, right? I mean, yes, you've got to box out, and fundamentally you've got to do those things, but a lot of times it's just about getting to the ball. And yesterday, there's no doubt about it. They clearly missed Alex Lomax in that department. The guy's 5'10", but he is one, in terms of rebounding, attitude, effort, he's one of the guys that sets the tone. Yesterday, they're getting out-rebounded again for the third straight. They're getting killed on the offensive glass, and now you're going up against SMU, Temple, guys that have got real bigs. You know, UCF after that with Taco Fall. You just, for those fans that are concerned, hey, I don't like the way they're playing with it getting tough, that's real. That's a fair concern. But the overall is that, and you saw it for Penny Hardaway, you know, this is a first-year coach getting his first road win. You know, those guys celebrate afterward. I saw the pic on Instagram, Road Warriors, all that
road
stuff.
Road Warriors.
Yeah, I don't – look, I'm not going to say
– Road Warriors, dude.
We have seen other Memphis teams celebrate victories over Tulane, John. Okay, so I'm not
– Oh, Josh Dance.
Remember Austin Nichols hitting the last second shot and the folks going crazy?
You're
about,
right,
yeah.
Josh Dance.
We have seen – and we've said, man, celebrating a victory over Tulane. Well, for this Memphis team – which is, look, one half Tubby Smith, right, his recruits that are left over, one half young freshman guys, and other than Isaiah Maurice, guys playing their first year of college basketball.
Right.
It's going to look like this at times.
It is.
And so that's why I'm not mad at them for seeming to take, you know, great, great pleasure in getting this road win. A road win's a road win. This one's the first officially for this team. Much better than the alternative.
Well, no, I mean,
you know, ask Cincinnati if they'd like to have that East Carolina game.
Exactly.
Back.
Like, I just think the context is what's important here. You know, like, this is, like you said, this is Penny's
first
year.
It is important. Context is important.
You know, and no, like, if this was next year, would we be acting like this? No, I think because the stakes are higher. The expectations are higher. When you have, you know, a top five, top 10 recruiting class that you're bringing in, yeah, there's going to be a higher expectation. This year, the expectations are just look competitive, look competent, you know, maybe make a run in the AAC tournament. But, like, I just, you know, I don't think we're at a stage where people should be feeling entitled about only a 4-point win against Tulane.
There's no sense in I guess banging your head against the wall about how bad this team is defensively, or at least how ineffective it is defensively right now, when we all know right now without a true rim protector, they're only going to get so much better defensively. They can only get so much better defensively. Yes, for the freshmen that are coming back, like Tyler and Alo and Antoine Jones, you want those guys to get a sense fundamentally of how Penny wants to play defense. You want to see them improving. But let's keep this in mind. You know, and I'm not sure we pointed out enough. You know, people tweeting at me about, man, defensively, this looks amazing. Next year, you've got James Wiseman.
Yep.
You've got Malcolm Dandridge. All of a sudden, Lance Thomas is now eligible next year. You've still got Isaiah Maurice. DJ Jeffries, 6'8", 6'9". Do you see what I'm getting at?
Oh, yeah.
Your back line next year, completely different. I mean, and that will dictate what you can do defensively. It's a personnel issue this year. And again, you're half tubby, half freshman guys. You're trying to teach how to play defense on a Division I level. It's going to look bad. Now, what you can shore up is the second and you can survive, right, being a not-so-good team defensively when you're as good as they are offensively, when you've got as many explosive parts. When you cannot survive is being a not-good team, being bad defensively, and giving up second and third chance points. The last three games, again, it's 18 offensive rebounds, 19 offensive rebounds for the opponent, 19 again yesterday. You can shore that up. We've seen them against Tennessee give up just 11. Against LSU, I think, had 13. In an overtime game against Yale, they gave up 10.
Yep.
They've done well at this before. I don't want to say well, but at least not giving up what they're giving up now. You can shore that up. You're not going to shore up defensively, you know, all of a sudden make this team a defensive stopper. That's not going to happen. Goes back to personnel. But what you can do is sort of fix the thing that's hurting you the most right now, which is giving up second and third chance points. Then you roll the dice against these better teams over the next three games, and you see how you come out.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't look at it, you know, I'm not disappointed. I mean, it got scary there for a minute.
Well, I'm much more disappointed you lose that game.
No way, no doubt.
Period. We all are.
Yeah. But you can't lose
the worst team, but they come out with a victory, and again, keeps them rolling. First road win. The players are confident, and you've got a week off now to prepare for an SMU team that is sixth in the country in offensive rebounding percentage. It's the thing right now that's hurt you the most, and you can kind of tell why it's happening. You know, guys leaking out to get out into the break. We talked about it last week. We wrote about it. Memphis, one of the top 10 fastest teams in the country. Guys leaking out to get out, John, to get out and run, and not focusing enough on right now on getting that on defensive rebounding and keeping teams from getting second and third chance points. That is can be shorn up. You can shore that up.
Right. And how many more times this year is Tyler Harris only going to have 4 points? You know, I mean, that's hopefully not something that will persist, you know. And so,
yeah, he, Jones, and Bruton were ineffective shooting the ball yesterday.
You take that win you come back home and, you know, you try to continue the run going. So there you go. Memphis gets the win over Tulane. Nobody was there to see it other than Jeff Calkins, apparently. That's about it. Jeff was there to kind of just document. He was the scorekeeper, the statistician in that game. They're short staffed down there for Tulane. And the Saints were playing.
I've seen
so
coaches.
Even the stat guys were at the Saints game.
I have seen coaches, you guys can guess who I'm talking about, literally turn green down there at Tulane after a loss. Penny Hardaway didn't do that yesterday because the Tigers won. Mm-hmm. Seems like you might have to remind some people of that this morning.
Indeed.
Felt like a loss, I think, to a lot of Tigers fans. It was not.
Nope, it was not at all. All right, we'll come back. Elias is going to be here in studio. Monday Night Raw is in town. We will talk to Elias about his musical career, about his wrestling career, all that and more when we come back. Jason and John, on FM, ESPN.
The calendar has flipped to 2019. That means the NFL playoffs are happening. Basketball season's going strong. So if you like me, Gary Parrish, you're probably going to spend a lot of time watching games. And if you want to sip a drink while you're doing it, could I interest you in New Amsterdam Vodka? New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. And as you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons reasons. It's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam's got you covered. They got a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. So again, if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam, they got you covered. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or at a wine and spirit store. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. That's newamsterdamspirits.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Warm up your cold winter days with hot deals during Aaron's Winter Warm-Up. Yes, hot deals on living rooms, TVs, and even washers and dryers with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Plus, this hot offer from January 11th to the 15th. Just $1 gets you started leasing to own, and then no payments until February 15th. Start with just $1 at participating stores or Aarons.com and enjoy Aaron's Winter Warm-Up now while the deals are still hot. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
At Simple Truth, we believe natural and organic food should be free from artificial preservatives and ingredients, free from GMOs, and free from things you can't pronounce. We believe these foods should be sourced responsibly and free from high prices, too. That's why at Simple Truth, we're proud of our foods, and we're proud of what's not in them.
Save over $100 with Simple Truth digital coupons. Download them at Kroger.com or the Kroger app and use up to five times in one transaction.
Baby, it's cold outside. Gibson Propane is here to make sure you stay warm. Gibson Propane is offering huge savings for all customers as well as deep discounts if you own your own propane tank. Sign up with Gibson Propane and fill your propane tank today to take advantage of this hot propane deal. Count on us for all your propane needs, including forklifts, dispensers, and temp heat for construction. Call our location in Memphis at 901-363-0101 or 1-800-AmeriGas to find the location nearest to you. Don't be left out in the cold this winter. Call Gibson Propane today.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Professional football! It's back in the city of Memphis. That's right. The Memphis Express. They're a member of the Alliance of American Football. It's a professional football league, 11-on-11 outdoor spring football league. It's coming next month. Season tickets, you can buy them right now. They start as low as $75. You can also get single game tickets. They're now on sale for as low as $20 per seat, and group discounts are available.
They've got new seating options. You guys are not going to believe this. You've never seen it before in the Liberty Bowl. They've got in-stadium all-inclusive. You get all your food and beverage you want. Seating that includes a commemorative chair that you keep. You ever heard of that?
No.
First-class seating. You can sit on the field for the entire game. All-inclusive plus a commemorative chair for that deal. The Hub. They've got end-zone seating. It's called the Hub. It's right above the visiting team tunnel for the rowdiest of fans. They're going to give those guys five drink coupons so you're extra rowdy. How about that? They've thought of everything, John. And for those of us that write, they'll be taking a little CJ there that maybe don't want to be in the rowdy hub part of it. There's a family section. It's perfect. End zone seating above the home team tunnel that provides a much more family-friendly environment and atmosphere. John, they've got it all covered. Plus, you know who the head coach is, Mike Singletary, Hall of Famer.
So get
that
involved.
That gives me goosebumps.
Get involved, man, with the AAF, memphis-express.com to get tickets, memphis-express.com.
And I, we're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN, and you guys know it's a big night in Memphis, Tennessee, because Monday Night Raw is here. Elias is going to be there, and he's here right now. Elias, welcome to Memphis. Thanks for popping in.
Hello, I am Elias, and thank you for having me.
All right, so you're a musician.
Of course.
You're an artist.
Yes.
So when you think Memphis.
Yeah.
And music.
Right.
Who do you think of?
Well, I mean, they go hand in hand, but, you know, Elvis, of course, B.B. King. Those are the two that really come to mind, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you borrow stylistically from the Memphis sound?
Everything I've ever played is totally original. I've never borrowed anything from anybody.
Okay. So
amazing. I gotta say, though, man, a guy that really got me into playing guitar was Eric Clapton. I know him and B.B. King.
Wow.
We're just, you know, influencing each other here and there and things like that. So it's just, you know, absolutely felt throughout my life.
Guitar, piano as well?
Piano, drums,
man,
harmonica. Yeah, you know it, man.
What do you do well that maybe no one else? I mean, you've got so many that you do. Guitar, yeah. Piano, like you said, a little singing. What else do you do well that maybe no one knows?
I play ping pong very well.
I don't know if you whoop this man here, though.
I'm very bad at that.
Okay.
Then it wouldn't be a problem.
It'd be so easy.
Yeah.
It takes uncanny coordination.
Yeah, but even somebody that was really good, I believe I could, you know, take as well.
Is there somebody? You know, is there another wrestler that's really good that you do struggle with at times? When you know, like that, it is.
Jeez.
Or no one can match you.
You know, I believe anytime I played any of the boys, it was
take
yeah, I won, no doubt about it. Yeah.
Nice.
So like, how
like
did
Gump?
Like, we'll talk about wrestling, right?
Sure.
But like, how did you get into music, and like, how does that become, even as you're so successful in the wrestling endeavor, like how does that still, you know, persist?
Like, how does it start, or what?
Well, like, how did you get into it, and then I just, you know, how is it, you know, still, you know, remained a part of?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, it goes back to Eric Clapton, actually, and I used to fall asleep listening to his music when I was a teenager, maybe 15 years old, and my father took notice of that. He just saw it, and he got me a guitar one year for Christmas, and it was a natural fit, man. Even the Clapton songs, I was able to play them kind of right off the bat, and I just continued that on my life, and I always wanted to be a wrestler. That was my number one thing. Guitar was just a nice hobby that came into my life, and now I kind of get to blend both of my passions every single time I go out there, you know?
Are your scarves a passion?
Scarves is more of a hobby than a passion. But
man, who do you just pick them out? Does someone do them for you? That you come in?
No,
like you could have a stylist.
It's all me, man. It's all me, and I got tons of scarves.
When did that become a thing for you? I like this one.
You know, I guess just when I was finding Elias, it would have been in the NXT period. You guys know about?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
yeah, all on that. So I was the drifter there. I was drifting around, man. It was just became part of my style, wearing scarves. And I only had a couple at that time. And then as I, you know, evolved into Elias, it's just become more and more.
I like the look. You said one time that Southern's a little slow for you. Do you feel it right now? Can you feel how slow we are? Like, are you uncomfortable with how slow this is?
No, I mean, I can certainly sense that I'm a step or two ahead of everybody
right,
you know, it's not overbearingly slow by any means.
That's part of it. I actually saw
more
you,
so for you. John.
I saw you in NXT in Nashville at a show in Nashville.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, when you were the Drifter, of course.
Yeah.
So, you know, we usually ask this of everybody that comes through. Was there a moment when you realized, like, okay, I wanted to do this my whole life, and now I've done it? Was it the top 10 album as a wrestler, or like, is there a moment, or do you even reflect like that?
No, because that hasn't happened yet. Still got many things I'd like to achieve and work towards in what we're doing right now. And to many people, they'd say, you made it to NXT. That's, man, you did it. You made it to Monday Night Raw. You did it. You performed at WrestleMania, you did it. But to me, those are all just tiny steps into my ultimate goal here, which I'm going to keep close to myself for this one.
We are, of course, talking to Elias. Monday Night Raw tonight at FedEx Forum. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. You're going to be in the Royal Rumble. Like, that's, you know, that's a moment.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I was in last year's. That was my first. So the only thing left to do in the Royal Rumble is win it.
What did, check me out, John, what did Dusty Rhodes mean to you? And sort of him taking you under his wing and having confidence in you and saying, no, man, you're doing the right thing. What did that mean to you, to your career?
Got me goosebumps thinking about it.
See, he's going to be disappointed because I told him I'd have the best question.
Yeah, that's it, man. That was good. Dusty meant so much to me, man. And I put this out there sometimes. Could be wrong, but I honestly feel like I am his last protege, if that's the right word for it. The last guy he really believed in and pushed for and wanted to succeed before he passed away. It was just one of these things where, like, he sat me down one time. We just talked about life, and he just, you know, I remember I brought my guitar one time, and I was telling a story and talking to him, and he just said, that's it, right there, man. That's it.
See, that's a blessing. What do you think it was? What did he see in you? What, when you thought about it, what was it? Was it just the genuine connection? What do you think it was that drew him to you?
It's got to be that, man. Just the genuine connection he felt when he spoke with me. That was it, man. It was real, and it's 100% real. I know because I'm feeling it right now. You got me kind of worked up talking about it, man. That's a great question.
You know, I mean, I think because it's such a unique industry, right? Professional wrestling in the WWE. Do you think everybody kind of needs, you know, that guide, that mentor when they're getting started? And do you think most do have that?
You know, I mean, WWE and NXT, they certainly provide you with, I mean, more than you could ever imagine. They got so many great coaches, and I mean, they got Shawn Michaels working down there with people, and they just got the best of the best molding the people that are coming up now. So yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, the amount of people that believed in me and still believe in me to this day, plays a huge part, of course.
When you were growing up, who was it for you? Like, who did you just love seeing perform?
Yeah, I mean, Shawn Michaels, absolutely. And I got to work with him for maybe about 3 months before I made it to Monday Night Raw, so that was really cool. But, you know, Shawn Michaels, and even before that, Macho Man, Jake the Snake, you know, those are my kind of wrestlers.
Are you going to be covering any Elvis tonight?
You know, I haven't figured it out. You know, I'm formulating my song. I haven't even felt my guitar yet today, but I know when I get to the arena, I'll pick it up. I'll start figuring out what song it is. It could cover Elvis. I don't know.
Does Elvis feel untouchable, though, in Memphis?
Well,
because as successful an artist as you are.
Yes.
It's Elvis.
I understand that. I understand that. But let me tell you, the last time I was here, I believe I played some sort of cover of Hound Dog. So it's
nice.
You know, I'll go there, man. I'll go there. It don't bother me.
Have you been to Graceland?
I've not been to Graceland. I'm just so in and out of Memphis so
quick, I
don't get much time to explore. But Graceland would be a place to check out for sure.
You're so cerebral. I just want to know one. And you're always thinking. You're such a renaissance man. You're president for one day. You can solve one of the country's problems. What's it going to be?
That's pretty easy.
I want to hit you with the heavy stuff. I think you're going to have a great answer. You can, any problem this country has, you can solve one thing.
That this country
has. You get
it
for a day, and then you're back to Elias, but you're the president for a day. You can solve one thing in that day.
Oh, man. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take care of homelessness, man. That's
amen, brother.
He found my thing, John.
Is that right?
That's my thing, dude.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Right.
It is.
Just, you know, let's take care of it somehow, man. I don't have the answers to that one yet. Let me put some thought into it. But that's an issue I'd like to see.
Dude, I know I'm skinny as a rail, but we are brothers, I feel
like.
Got
it, man. Of course.
Yeah, amen. So, should be a great night down at FedEx Forum. Monday Night Raw in town. Elias will be there. Get your tickets, Ticketmaster.com. Elias, this was
fun,
man.
Thanks for
coming in.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you all for having me. And don't you forget that WWE stands for Walk with Elias.
There you have it. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You know it. New money, new year. Coming up at High Noon, we are all for that cash. New money, new year. Get the code weekdays at the top of the hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Text that code to 72881. Data message rate supply national contest. And you could get paid a grand. New money in the new year. You know where the dollar's at. At the top of every hour weekdays, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Don't be left standing outside this season. The Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica has a seat that's calling your name. Make sure to join us for the big game on February 3rd. Enjoy the roomy seats, full-service bar, weekend food specials, and, of course, with its wall of big-screen TVs, you won't miss any part of the big game in this sports bettor's paradise. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
An unreliable network can cost you money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction knocks out the power, you can still upload that presentation and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 130-119. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection pro backup limited up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet. Offer price requires eco bill pay for this billing and auto pay through Comcast Business My Account.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you're a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's data analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or our Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more about these tech-focused programs at our Graduate Info Session on February 5th on the campus of Christian Brothers University in Midtown Memphis. Register today at cbu.edu/graduate. That's cbu.edu/graduate.
What makes happy hour happier? Craft cocktails, taps pouring cold brews from breweries in our neck of the woods, and a menu of shareables that's so good it's hard to share. Same owners as Interim and Zaka Bowl. Be happier 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Southofbeale.com.
Our Sunday brunch favorite?
South of Beale.
So much yum.
The Memphis toast, right? French toast with peanut butter pastry cream and sliced bananas, served with strawberry syrup and bacon to die for.
Get the lowdown at southofbeale.com. See you Sunday.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Thanks to Elias for joining us. Do you walk with Elias along with all the other homeless people, Jason?
I do. I like his cause. Now, I don't, you know.
What?
I kind of put him on the spot.
Man, you put him on the spot, bro.
I don't know if he was ready for it.
You know, we don't know what he's doing tonight.
We do not know what he's doing.
All we know, we know we got an Intercontinental Championship match and a women's tag match. That's all we know so far.
Correct. Elias, I assume, will come out and, you know, do a little bit, you know, with the guitar. But he's a good guy now, so it won't be as funny.
Listen, dude, he's been doing still pretty good as a good guy, so it's all good.
I thought he was going to play heel. I'll be honest. I mean, the man had said, you know, I'd seen him at a show in Virginia. And he said, you people are slow. You Southerners are too slow for me. So well, when I threw that out to him, I thought it was easy raw meat for him to eat.
He's not a heel anymore, man.
He's a good guy now?
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to tell you.
That's what I sensed that all the way through.
Yeah, like, he's not going to come on here and say that you're slow. You know, like, that's not heel.
That's what WWE, like.
To the point. Well, John struggles when the wrestler's not a heel. Then you struggle in the interview. If the wrestler is on the heel stuff, you do well.
Who is it?
But after that, it comes back to me because.
We never have heels. Ever. They only give us the baby face.
No, we had Samoa Joe.
Is he a heel?
Yeah.
Joe gave it back to you.
He might not have been a heel, though, when we had him. I think he was, though.
I can't remember. I relate more to the heel. Yes, it's true.
Jeff Jarrett gives it to you. You guys do well.
We had Anderson and Gallows. They were heels.
But that's like your only play.
They're lame, dude.
Dude, our best of all time was Million Dollar Man, the ultimate heel.
Exactly. That's his point, though. That wasn't through WWE either.
That's John's only play, Bennett. He can only do heel. He can only do the back and forth. If it's a cerebral interview, and there've got to be deeper questions asked, as I sense that needed to be asked with Elias,
yes,
it all falls on me.
That's correct.
But that's why we're a good partnership.
Yeah, you know, you help clean up the mess a lot of times. But I'm glad to hear that, you know.
No, he's a cool dude, man.
Two days ago, you had no idea who this man was, and now
I know who he is.
You don't.
Yes, I
do. There's a rumor that Booker T might be returning to the ring.
What?
No, dude.
That's what somebody told me.
Get me a ticket.
Dude, he's like 60.
Dude, I think somebody told me that over the weekend that
Booker T. He's going to leg drop somebody, huh?
Booker T might be coming back.
Kick somebody.
Well, that's his thing, right?
No, actually, he was on like a couple months ago, and he did the spin-a-rooney, and it looked like he hadn't missed a beat.
I think he probably misses the ring a little bit, you know, and I know you certainly miss him in action.
Who else is down there tonight?
What you mean?
Well,
besides Elias.
The reason it's a big deal tonight is the first time Ronda Rousey's in Memphis.
Okay. So I can get behind that. That's some star
Rumor is John Cena's going to be there. I mean, that's what they've been advertising.
Okay.
What about
better actor than The Rock?
What about Hulk Hogan?
No, that was a one-time thing.
Dang.
Don't need him to have a good time?
No.
Man, I kind of want to see Hulk Hogan.
It'd be nice if the Beast, Brock Lesnar, made an appearance. I don't think he will, though.
They usually advertise those. They'll say, like, Brock Lesnar, what they're doing with John Cena, you know?
Yeah, when we started the show, you used to get hyped for this stuff, but it doesn't feel, it feels like you've changed a little bit.
Yeah, you have changed.
I think you're coming on to my side.
You have changed.
But see, I'm going to be getting back into it because of Chris. I've told you because of CJ. So sooner or later, I'm going to jump back in.
I can't.
You've changed. You don't have the same enthusiasm for it that Bennett does.
I'll let you borrow the WWE Network password.
Thanks, brother.
I'm not going to lie to you.
CJ will get into it. I can feel
it.
Like when Enzo and Cass were there,
that's what it was.
I had a reason for being. You know, I had a reason.
That was your last at the Halloween party.
That took a lot out of you.
I forgot.
I mean, dude, I ate it on a very personal level. It did.
That whole situation was tough on you.
So Enzo's.
And now I don't even know. He's like a vagabond now who travels around vaping and on planes now. Like he's just an idiot. You know, and maybe he always was that.
He's going to run through his fortune soon.
I mean, I don't know how much he's got left. He's only in the WWE for a year, basically.
Well, but not much then.
They were the thing in the WWE for a minute, Jason. And it was like, who didn't love Enzo and Cass? We're very much like Enzo and Cass. You know, you're Cass, I'm Enzo. That's right. We're hanging by a thread, dude. We're hanging by a thread. Now they're both out of the WWE.
You got friends that were setting you up, apparently.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. That's what happened with Enzo and Cass.
Okay.
You remember? Cass set him up. Remember? Cass was the guy that was beating up Enzo, and that was...
I'm not setting you up for anything.
Yeah.
Don't compare us to them.
So anyway...
Let's talk about real sports.
you're done with wrestling today.
I mean, we've got conference championships to break down here, John. We've got the old versus the new. You want to talk to me about some wrestling?
Now, is there... I will say, full disclosure, I was watching the playoffs over the weekend down in Tunica, and got some action. I did very well, by the way.
Good for you.
And I will tell you that everybody there really, and I think it was representative of the United States of America, honestly, for the most part, unless you're a Cowboys fan. But everybody took great joy in the Cowboys losing. Like there was a little bit of a celebration, I would say.
Yeah, I have to admit to being guilty of that in the past. I was not so much this year. You guys know I became a fan of them this year. But in the past, I love to see Cowboys fans suffer. And that's wrong.
Yeah,
it's wrong.
I've said before.
But why is it that we're I think
Cowboys fans are the worst in sports. Like I think across.
So does Stephen A. And yeah. Right. I mean, I've said that too. Every year,
across
can win the Super Bowl.
Like college football, NBA, NFL, college.
Unrealistic.
Yeah,
fans out there.
You know, they always, their pain and their suffering is always way. It's more amplified than yours. Like it hurts them, you know, so much more when they lose than it does when you lose. So, I just they're very dramatic. I would say
just appears to be the case. You're hurting. I'm hurting inside. Hurting just as
well.
Much
no, I just think they're a little bit more vocal about it. Like, have you ever met like a humble Cowboys fan? Have you ever met one?
Isaac Mancave.
Okay.
That's true. He is a humble Cowboys
but
fan.
But like, the point is, like,
he's the most humble Cowboys fan I've seen.
But like, every,
so I know what you're getting at.
Yeah, Cowboy fans.
I was able to pull one out.
Cowboy fans are not humble. Like, sit down. Be humble. You have done nothing since the 90s.
Well, that's true.
You know? I mean, sit down.
They did get a playoff. I mean, I can't talk. They got a playoff victory. I can't talk. I can't say anything
it is
this year.
It is so true. Like, we were driving around. What was the game? Was the game Saturday?
Yeah.
Well, dude, we were driving around Saturday afternoon, and there was...
Oh, it's silence in the city.
No. Decal. This is during, before the game. The decals, the flags, everywhere. Every car.
I mean, it's Cowboy
Nation
around here.
No, I mean, but it's, you know, Steelers fans, they've done things. They've done things since the turn of the century. You know, even the Raiders have made a Super Bowl since the turn of the century. Okay, that happened. That happened.
Mm-hmm.
What have the Cowboys done since the turn of the century? They haven't won a road playoff game since what, 1993?
They got like what? They got two playoff wins under Garrett. I think that's it.
Yeah,
ten years
or so.
You got to admit though, the ideal divisional championship would have been Saints Cowboys. Like everyone, I mean, come on.
I don't know about that. What you have this weekend is the four best teams in football.
Like, yeah, that's four highest scoring teams. I mean, this is why people got back in there. I mean, they're scoring points, and these are the four best at.
Okay, what's getting a higher rating, though, Saints Cowboys or Saints Rams?
Well, Saints Cowboys because it's the Cowboys. But that's to me.
I think it just brings a little more intrigue.
Well, I mean, they're still like America's team, dude. So you'd have the ratings would be higher on a Cowboys game.
But the game would not be better.
No.
Do you have, on both sides, the best possible matchups?
What was the first time the NFC, first time Saints and Rams, what was it, 45-35?
Yeah.
We absolutely loved the game.
You got Marcus Peters,
same
Taylor,
thing with
Sean
KC
Payton,
New England.
Keep talking that ish, we'll have some gumbo.
Exactly.
You know, like, I think this is a very juicy weekend. It's a great championship weekend because, you know, on one side, you've got the Saints-Rams rematch, and on the other side, you've got the unbelievably dynamic, and you know, maybe unstoppable Patrick Mahomes versus chip on his shoulder, Tom Brady, who has somehow convinced himself that people out there are saying they suck.
Why are people, like, triggered by that, the fact that he said that? Don't you realize
that? Because it's not true. It's not reality.
Of course not, but you understand it. The greatest always look for new motivators, and that's clearly what they've told themselves and what they've said to each other in the locker room. Like, it's their thing this year. We've been disrespected. People think we suck, as he said on camera. And that's going to be the thing that motivates us. I don't understand why people are so triggered by it. The great ones have to do that because year after year after year, you're doing the same thing. You got to find something new to motivate yourself.
Yep.
That's the thing for him this year. He feels like they've been disrespected. Dude, whatever gets you to the AFC Championship game, they're the best at it. What is this, eight straight? I mean, a ninth straight for him? I mean, it's ridiculous.
True. So it does become monotonous.
It's old with him and Breeze, obviously, and then Goff and Mahomes. It's old versus new
in
both. I like the storylines
here. The changing of the guard, maybe.
Kind of is.
Or maybe it's not. Maybe Breeze and Brady ain't ready to hand off that baton just yet. They're not ready to pass that torch.
I got to give Rams credit because defensively, I didn't think they were ready to do what they did against the Cowboys. We had talked about it, the way they were giving up, you know, chunks of yards against the run. They hold Ezekiel, they hold that rushing offense to 50 yards. I mean, that was, you know, maybe Ndamukong Suh's been saving himself all year long, you know what I mean? Because he looked fantastic this weekend, looked like they've been maybe pacing themselves. All of a sudden, that you can't call them a no-name defense. They're the exact opposite. They're a name defense that have sort of underperformed this season, and all of a sudden they look like the defense you thought they might be when they were putting this thing all together in the offseason. They were fantastic against the run, and that's, you know, you shut down the run against the Cowboys, say, Dak, go beat you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way to beat them. And then you saw after the game, Omari frustrated and going back and forth with Peters.
Right.
You know, they did a job on Dallas I didn't think they could do defensively, particularly when you looked at the numbers coming in.
Yeah, and so obviously the Cowboys are out. And, again, you kind of have to compare them to, you know, I don't know, the Rage Against the Machine, you know, because real big in the 90s. I mean, just the thing. Not that relevant in 2019.
Well, the big story on them, okay. Yeah, that's
that's actually probably not true at all.
Probably not true.
Not all that relevant.
The big story on them is that, to me, and I think to most Cowboy fans, and whether the unrealistic or the realistic ones, I think if Dak's done enough, you've seen enough. I mean, that was the move. You traded the first round to get Amari, and the reason you did it was to say, okay, we're giving him the big-time number one receiver. He's got everything he needs now. He's got the big-time running back. Let's go see if this is the guy. And for me, I mean, I'm certainly not a Cowboys fan, but just kind of watching that thing from the fringes, I would say he's done it. I mean, his leadership qualities obviously stand out. But when it comes to, you know, the thing that's always the question on Dak's always been, can he make the play when he needs to? Well, with Amari, we saw this year that he can. They can take the top off of it. Is he ever going to be, you know, a guy who, you know, drops back five steps and throws for 300, 400 yards on you like Roethlisberger and Brady? No. But I think Dak can be his own guy, and he's certainly a good enough leader for that team. They believe in him down there, and he proved it. So you got to pay him. Unfortunately, you're at a point now you got to pay him. That affects the rest of your team, who else you can sign, but you got to keep this guy in. You can't afford to start up with somebody else. He's shown enough, I think, to be the guy going forward. Tweak the offense for him,
yep.
And this team should be fine.
Well, yeah, and then so on the other side, you know, Chiefs, Patriots, the Colts were never in it.
We need to – wrong on that. A lot of people were wrong because of the way they were playing.
Right.
And obviously the way that the Chiefs were giving up points
right.
and have all season. They made Luck look average. They really did.
Yeah.
They did that with pressure.
He had 15 yards at the half.
Yeah.
He had 15 yards at the half. Then they had 23 yards off mm-hmm. into the half. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Mahomes wasn't even, like, spectacular.
No, I mean, that was just, you know, right. the Colts were only the hottest team in football.
Really the job that defense did, because that was the question going
on. The Colts were the hottest team in football. The Chiefs have a very mediocre defense, right, coming into the game. You're not scared of them defensively at all.
They give up points.
And
they get sacks, but they give up points.
All the, you know, magnificent Colts offense can muster is 23 yards. I mean, that's pretty unbelievable.
Pretty impressive performance by Andy Reid and his Chiefs. I'd written that one up just because of the way the Colts were playing as a loss. I got both of those wrong because I ended up picking the Cowboys too that day, but got both of them right on Sunday. Look, if you are the Chiefs, it's got to feel different. It's got to feel like this is the one. Now, I know you look across at who you're going to be playing against next week with Tom Brady, and you're like, you know, it's the same guy. Can you get over this hump? But, man, they've got it all. And it was four rushing touchdowns this time. It wasn't even Patrick Mahomes having to go necessarily crazy on you. Your defense obviously stepped up to the plate. You know, yes, New England looked like New England. You know, four straight touchdowns on the opening possessions. Wow, I don't think a New England team has ever done that in the playoffs. But you can't lie to yourself about what your eyes have seen. You know, Gronkowski was willing to be a blocker this weekend, but he's looked like on routes. He looks slow, right? He's slowed down. They're not the same dominant Patriots that we've seen in previous years.
Right.
Right? So if you are the Kansas City Chiefs, and particularly if you are Andy Reid, you got to feel like it's time to break through, and we've got an awfully good shot, particularly with that thing, you know, coming to Arrowhead. You've got to feel like it's right there for you. There's no going into this with any doubt. You know, if there's going to be a year you can pick off the Patriots, I would think it's this year. Those guys are getting older, and I know Tom was great, you know, in this one, but Chiefs, you got breakthrough. Andy Reid, you got something to prove. This should be the year.
Yeah, this it's hard.
Even with the way the defense played,
it's hard to call, man. It's hard to call with these two games. You know, it's tough. But I think before the season started, I picked Patriots Rams, and that's just what I'll stick with. I mean, the Rams look good, man. The Rams look good against the Cowboys.
Well, it's not like
their running game right now is, and I know the Saints obviously have, you know, one of the top ranked rush defenses, but
right.
I mean, when they got T.J. Anderson barreling in there for, you know, 80 yards and a touchdown, I mean,
I think that's going to stop. It has to at some point.
They look good.
You realize the Saints fall behind 14-0. We're all going, holy cow, Foles magic again. But after those first two drives, you realize they only gave up 99 total yards.
Yeah, that was impressive.
They went on lockdown mode. Yep. And that's what I've said about them in that dome is they're just going to be too dominant. And they were. You know, once that 14-0's done, they dominate the rest of the game. And I know they fell behind 14-0, but, you know, you hold them to 99 yards the rest of the game and in the meantime score 20 unanswered, I just don't see them losing down there. And, again, it's Breeze. It's versus Goff, who still has things to prove. I know, you know, was solid, but it was run game, obviously, against Dallas. You pointed out 200-yard rushers in that game. Goff's still got to do it. You've got to do it now in enemy territory against a guy who doesn't lose in this situation at home.
Right.
I still think you got to go Breeze in the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, so I'm excited. It's going to be a great weekend in the NFL. There's
will
no
be.
Question about it. And I think either
good
way,
games.
Either way it cuts. Now, last year coming into the game, you didn't think Patriots Eagles would be very good, right? Because it's Nick Foles and it's not Wentz, but it ended up being a good one. I think either way this one cuts. It's going to be a terrific Super Bowl matchup on paper. Like it's just going to be fun, high octane, superstar power. You know, either way it cuts. So that's exciting. We get a very, very, very good Super Bowl. We will get a very good Super Bowl out of
party at your house, Bennett, with the baby?
No, I might be in the hospital, man.
Really? It's that close?
Well, we're doing the 4th. Super Bowl's on the 3rd.
Oh, man.
That's what I said.
It's getting real. It's getting real for Bennett Doyle. Goodness gracious. All right, we'll come back. Lots to get to in the rundown, including a Memphis football assistant coach turning down big-time offers to stay at Memphis, as well as, Jason, there is, and you'll be very delighted to know this, being the avid Instagram user that you are,
mm-hmm.
there is a new world record for most likes on a post.
Really?
There's a new...
Who was it? Was it Obama?
No.
Who was it?
I'm going to tell you when we come back.
Okay, I can't wait.
All right? And obviously, they didn't get the like from you. But I'm going to tell you when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com station. Home of Golic and Wingo, weekdays 6 till 9 a.m.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And my team and I want to thank you for voting us Memphis Most Best Insurance Agency in Memphis. Call 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology?